Yachad Arabim Perazayim Mishnah Dalit Nazna Lov Nesa Shu Rachiv Ar Mitzvah. Spoke in the previous Mishnah about a dish that divides two chazir. The dish ran right in between the two chazir, and therefore the two chazir are considered separate, distinct chazir. And each one of the chazirs would make their own Erev chazirs. They can't make an Erev chazirs between them to allow them to carry from one chazir to the next, since the dish divides the two chazir. Now this Mishnah says that they have put a board on the dish, and that board is 4 tefachim wide, and that allows passage from one chazir to the next by walking on this board. In such a case, that's like an entranceway from one chazir to the next. And just like if you have a wall that divides two chazir, if there's an entranceway in that wall, that allows the two chazir to come together and make an Erev chazir between them to allow them to carry from one chazir to the next on Shabbat. So too, if you have a dish that divides the two chazir, however you put a board on the dish that's 4 tefachim wide, that allows passage from one chazir to the next, they can make an Erev chazir between them and put the food in one of the two chazir, and that allows them to carry on Shabbos from one chazir to the next by walking on the board. However, if the board is less than 4 tefachim wide, so then the board is not really suitable for passage, and it's difficult to walk on a board that's less than 4 tefachim wide. So in such a case, the board would not be considered an entranceway, and they would not be allowed to come together to make a joint Erev chazir between the two chazir. The chen shtei du zushtro, zu keneged zu. Ma'arvin shnayim, the rasu ma'arvin mechem. The same thing would be true if you have two balconies on the opposite side of the street, and these two balconies are facing each other, but there's open space between the two balconies. And you put a board from one balcony to the next, and the board is 4 tefachim wide, that allows passageway from one balcony to the next. The two balconies can make an Erev between them to allow them to carry from one balcony to the other on Shabbat. And even though there's an open space between the two balconies, and that divides the two balconies, so therefore, they cannot make an Erev between them. However, once you put a board from one balcony to the next, and that board is 4 tefachim wide, and it allows passage from one balcony to the next, so now, these two balconies are connected, and they can make an Erev between them to allow them to carry from one balcony to the next on Shabbat. However, if the two balconies don't want to make an Erev between them, they can do that as well. Instead, the balcony can make an Erev with the adjoining houses, not with the facing balcony. And even though there's a board that connects the two balconies, that board is like an entranceway in a wall that divides two chazirs. That entranceway doesn't make the two chazirs into one chazir, it just allows the two chazirs to make an Erev between them if they so choose. However, if the two chazirs want to make separate Eruv, and they don't want to make an Erev together with the adjoining chazir, they can do that as well. So too in this case, even though there's a board that connects the two balconies are still considered distinct, and if they want, they can make separate Eruvim together with the adjoining houses and not with the balconies on the other side of the street. If the board that was placed on the dish that divides the two chazir, or the board that was placed on the two balconies that connects the two balconies is less than 4 tefachim wide, in such a case, the board is not suitable for passage, and therefore it's as if there's no board at all, and therefore the two chazir that are divided by the dish must make their own separate Eruve chazir. They cannot make a joint Erev chazir with the adjoining chazir, since there's a dish that divides them, and the board that was placed over it is not suitable for passage. And so too, the two balconies cannot make an Erev with each other, since the board that connects the two balconies is not suitable for passage. If there's a haystack that divides two courtyards, the haystack runs right in between the two courtyards, and the haystack is at least 10 tefachim high, these two courtyards would be considered totally separate courtyards, and each one of the courtyards would make their own Erev chazir. They cannot make an Erev chazir between them to allow them to carry from one chazir to the next on Shabbat. And since the haystack is 10 tefachim high and runs all along in between the two chazir, and there's no entranceway, there's no opening in the haystack, so the two courtyards are totally separate courtyards, and they cannot make an Erev between them. Eilu machila mikan, ve'eilu machila mikan. The members of both courtyards can allow their animals to eat from the haystack on Shabbat. And they don't have to be concerned that maybe the animals will eat so much hay that it will cause the haystack to become less than 10 tefachim high, and it will no longer be considered a divider between the two chazir. And now the two chazir will be considered one big chazir, and now they won't be allowed to carry in their chazir at all on Shabbat. And since they made separate Erev chazir, they didn't make an Erev chazir between them since the haystack divided them. But now that the animals ate so much hay that the hay is less than 10 tefachim, so now it's considered one chazir. And if the haystack is less than 10 tzvachim, it's no longer considered a divider. So it's one big chaser. And the eruvin that they made separately would be invalid. And since it's one big chaser, they can't make separate eruvin. It would have to make an eruv between all the houses in both chaser. But we're not concerned for that. We're not concerned that the animals weigh so much hay that the haystack will become less than 10 tzvachim high. And even if the animals do cause the haystack to become less than 10 tzvachim high at certain points, the haystack will be, still be considered a divider between the two chaser. Only if the animals eat so much hay that the haystack becomes less than 10 tzvachim over an area that is 10 amos or more long. And if the area that becomes less than 10 tzvachim high is less than 10 amos long, so that area would be considered a pesach, an entranceway. And the haystack will still be considered a divider. Only if the animals eat so much hay that the haystack has become less than 10 tzvachim, more than 10 amos long. In such a case, it would no longer be considered an entranceway since it's more than 10 amos long. However, the animals will not eat that much hay, so therefore we have no concern if the animals go ahead and eat from the hay on Shabbat. However, you can't take from the hay to feed your animals on Shabbat. And when a person takes from the hay, he might take so much hay that he does cause a haystack to become less than 10 tzvachim over an area that's more than 10 amos long. If the haystack does become less than 10 tzvachim high over an area that's more than 10 amos long, in such a case, the haystack is no longer considered a divider between the two chaserim. So they're no longer considered two separate chaserim. Instead, it's considered one big chaser. So they can't make two separate eruvin on either side of the haystack since it's one big chaser. They would have to make one big eruv among all the houses that open up to the chaser on both sides of the haystack.